brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have an absolutely jam-packed broadcast with just amazingly important developments lined up today as we track what's happening around the globe and here in the United States. It is the 31st day of March, 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours at least, and we're going to have open phones as well. Webster Griffin Tarpley, one of our geopolitical analysts, will be joining us as it becomes a mainstream media firestorm discussing the fact that the core of the rebels in the east of Libya that started this whole thing with Muammar Gaddafi are al-Qaeda. And we have the key video posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in a detailed article written by Aaron Dykes and myself, breaking down the entire history of this. And the headline is, Al-Qaeda is 100% Pentagon run. And then I have a comment, a very well-written comment by Rabbit 2000, who commented on the PrisonPlanet.com posting of Al-Qaeda 100% Pentagon, where he takes a little issue with me. And he's right and he's wrong. And I'm right that Al-Qaeda is 100% Pentagon run, but from a low-level perspective, I'm wrong. And I'm going to explain how this works, how people are looking at this from a one-dimensional perspective and not understanding what true full-spectrum dominance is. And Webster Griffin Tarpley is going to be discussing this with us as well. Obviously, the big news first, when we come back from break, low levels of radiation found in U.S. milk. Now, remember, they tell the troops that there's no health problems from DU, even though their own internal army reports say it is a weapon that when fired from any device, any large artillery, small arms, ignites in the barrel and that you get deadly doses of it every time you use it. But they say now, they wave a magic wand 20 years ago in 1991 and said, no, it's now good for you. I wonder how Ann Coulter and George Monbiot on the left and right are going to feel now that Japan is saying they're bracing for deaths and that there is radiation sickness and that there's been an ongoing cover-up with that. No kidding. When you're getting 1,000 millisieverts of radiation an hour, and that's conservative numbers, if you get 5 hours of that, it's a death sentence. And that's the radiologist and radiation poison specialist that the Washington Post was interviewing 3 days ago. So obviously, if the radiation is so high that they've basically abandoned trying to fix the reactors and may go to dumping concrete on them to try to seal up the meltdowns, what does that tell you? If it's so deadly, workers can't go in there. I mean, do you think that's high radiation? 100,000 times normal levels. As reported since Sunday, 4.5 days ago. So, low levels of radiation found in U.S. milk. Japan's nuclear rescuers inevitable. Some of them may die within weeks. Fox News. Continuing, president of Fukushima nuclear power plant operator sent to the hospital. They're not really saying why. I think I can guess. He's been at the plant quite a bit. Radiation levels in seawater off Japan plant spiked to all-time highs. CNN. London Telegraph, Japan nuclear crisis, evacuees turned away from shelters because the medical personnel are scared to treat them because they're so radioactive. Now, I mean, there's the people from the Fukushima region, the prefecture, are so radioactive that they're being turned away all over Japan. Think there's some radiation going on? Oh, it's in our milk, but it's not a problem. It's no big deal. Another headline, Fukushima radiation doubled Chernobyl outside evacuation zone. That's outside the evacuation zone. The Japanese are telling the kids, go to school, even in Fukushima, even in the local area. We're going to come right back and break it all down. Stay with us. Powerful, important transmission lined up today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Obama administration, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are working with the United Nations and the Arms Trade Treaty? This would eventually make all firearms subject to international law. This would obliterate our Second Amendment right to bear arms that protects us from tyranny. The United Nations will become a communist tyranny over our country. Is this what Americans want? It's nearly too late. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I barely slid into my chair here out there during the break working on things. But we are live. Phil, what's so funny? Phil is out there acting like he... Do what? Close call. You know, we got all this incredibly serious news, and I was out there during the break working on some other news reports that we're collating, and barely made it back in live here, but we are now back in the saddle. Thank you so much for joining us today. Oh, you're still laughing. What, did something else happen? Okay. No, just everybody's laughing like I'm Yosemite Sam or something. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 31st day of March 2011. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Dr. Webster Tarpley will be joining us coming up, dealing with the fact that it's become a firestorm in the media, and it's being debated all over talk radio now. Mainline conservatives are finally going, wait a minute. Anwar al-Awlaki, the head of al-Qaeda under bin Laden, who runs all the major attacks, is hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. Fox News, Associated Press. You notice we've been beating this drum for months, and now it's finally getting out there. Because everybody's heard me basically talk about this and others discuss it over the years, and we've been made fun of, even though we had the facts, And now they're seeing all these mainstream news headlines about, yes, the core of the fighters are being basically armed by NATO, and they are Al-Qaeda, and they are attacking Gaddafi. And, yes, the airstrikes are killing civilians, but this is liberty. And people are going, wait a minute, Al-Qaeda is now the good guys? So coming up in the next hour with Webster Griffin Tarpley, we're going to break all of this down today. Now, in the meantime, shifting into obviously the most important news, we're going to be going over the radiation now being picked up in milk here in the United States. We're going to get into Walmart CEO Bill Simon expects inflation. Inflation's already here, my friends. We're also going to get into farmers and seed producers launch preemptive strike against Monsanto. We're also going to get into the fact that they're claiming that they are going to avert a government shutdown with Congress. But why even worry about a government shutdown? I mean, why not just have the president run everything and be a dictator? I mean, he already ordered military strikes because the UN gave him an order and didn't even consult Congress. And we already have the unelected SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership for North American Integration, in AU merger board, setting most of our policies with Canada and Mexico and trade in the North American continent. So why is it even an issue here to have the president just do whatever he wants? See, that's the issue, is that we're just being trained to accept a dictatorship of the presidential power and the bureaucracy, and it's wrong. So that's coming up today. But we have seen in the last, coming up on 3 weeks tomorrow, we have seen since March 11th, an ongoing cover-up by the Japanese government. For 2 weeks, the Japanese government would not release any radiation numbers from the two prefectures or the two states surrounding the Fukushima 6 reactor facility. Yesterday, they reported another reactor 7 miles away is now smoking and may be on fire. Most of the emergency personnel were pulled out more than 2 weeks ago. The U.S. military pulled back to 200 miles away 2 weeks ago. Last week, the U.S. military said they may begin forced evacuations of U.S. personnel and citizens. And we've gotten many calls on and off air saying that, indeed, the U.S. military is going to addresses of U.S. citizens and telling them to leave. Major corporations, major media outlets from around the world, France, the U.S., you name it, have completely pulled out of Japan. The government announced 2 days ago that it's a maximum alert, the greatest alert since World War II that they have been under. We know that at least 5 of the 6 reactors have either completely exploded. 2 of the internal containment vessels have been breached. At the number 2 reactor, now going back 2 days ago or a day and a half ago, plutonium and uranium has leached out through the broken vessel from the huge explosions and fires and has melted through the concrete floor and into the water table below. That's why they're reporting 100,000 times safe levels of uranium, plutonium, and all the other deadly isotopes of cesium, radioactive iodine. It is incredible. And our media is mainly focused on Libya, mainly focused on NCAA, mainly focused on issues of little or no significance. And because this radiation is invisible, it's being played down. But we know a huge cover-up has taken place. And we know as of a week ago, radiation had already gone from Japan over the Pacific, over North America, over the Atlantic, first reaching Iceland, then England, and now Western Europe, going into Eastern Europe, and will soon go all the way around the globe and pass over Japan again via the trade winds and jet stream. It is in the jet stream. Thank God most of it is raining down in the Pacific before it gets caught up in the winds in the lower atmosphere and carried into the jet stream. But it is circling the globe. And if you put a radiation detector out, you only get slight increases in North America and in Western Europe. But that's because it's the general increased background radiation. I mean, here's an analogy to boil it down. If you're driving down the highway and you go, whoo, I smell a skunk. Well, that's not 1/1,000th of what it would be like to walk out in your backyard at night to throw some trash in the dumpster, in the trash can, and your dog runs out behind you and scares a skunk, and the skunk sprays you and the dog. That actually happened to me many years ago. Now, let me tell you, being sprayed directly by a skunk is obviously, conservatively, 1,000 times more intense actually being sprayed by a skunk that you've startled than when a car has run one over an hour before and you just drive through and get a whiff of it. And so basically that's what's happening is the detectors are just barely picking up the skunk stink. You ever smelled a skunk from really far away and you're like, that's a skunk. It almost kind of smells good. A lot of finer French perfumes actually use a little bit of skunk musk in them to carry the scent to the olfactory nerve. They attach other smells to it. That's one of the French perfume maker's secrets. So we're just getting a whiff of Pepe Le Pew's radioactive stench. Japan is getting a full frontal 100,000 times safe levels spray of the skunk in the face. But the problem is this skunk doesn't spray once. For 3 weeks tomorrow, it's exploding, burning, belching out the radioactive skunk stink, and it's going out over the Pacific, and most of it's going in the water. Then it gets into the krill, it gets into the diatoms, it gets into the plankton that is then eaten by the krill, eaten by the shrimp, eaten by the crabs, eaten by the smaller fish, the anchovies, then eaten by the tuna, then eaten by the humans. And it bioaccumulates all these different radioactive isotopes and toxins, because even if some of these isotopes decay quickly, they're still very poisonous even when they've already decayed. And then you're going to be eating that fish, and the media, guaranteed, is going to tell you, don't worry, we're not even testing the fish. Remember what happened going back more than 2 weeks ago, just a few days into this. Aircraft were coming in, commercial aircraft, into Dallas, San Francisco, Chicago, and they were doing radiation testing. Now they're not even doing it. And the Geiger counters would go off the chart on their shoes particularly, and they just said, go, it's fine. We're not going to have emergency scrubbers that every city has for homeland security, NBC attack, nuclear, chemical, biological. We're not going to, sorry, we're taking your clothes. We're giving you, you know, something new to wear. You got to go on this decon. We're going to scrub you off, you know, with this soap. You got to get as much of this off. They're not sending the shoes and clothes to a nuclear waste dump. They're just, come on in. Come on into America. You know, they'll confiscate your pocket knife, or they'll confiscate your bottled water, or they'll confiscate your laptop and download the contents onto it without a warrant. Which the courts have ruled they can't do, but they don't care. They don't stop. They're going to stick their hands down your pants. But when you get off an airplane and they had Geiger counters and they showed serious levels of radiation, nothing's going to happen. And they're just going to let that on out to the public, because that's part of the policy of, okay, it's in the milk. Okay, it's getting into the vegetables. Don't worry about it. Okay, it's in the fish. Don't worry about it. It's low level. It's not bad for you. Just like they tell the troops with depleted uranium, and they've got Ann Coulter on the fake right, and they've got George Monbiot on the socialist left calling for world government, saying, hey, we like radiation. The people of Fukushima, Ann Coulter's out there saying, should be happy. They're not going to get cancer now. Fox News, Japan's nuclear rescuers, inevitable, some of them may die within weeks. What did the plant head, when he broke down a week and a half ago, say? When he started crying, he said, no. There is super high levels of radiation. This is going to kill a bunch of people. I can't lie to you. Oh, guess where he is now? The guy that broke down. President of Fukushima nuclear power plant operator hospitalized. He's been out at the plant. They're saying, well, we're not going to really say why, but it's high blood pressure and stress probably. Yeah, sure. And there's other reports here that the Japanese government's not releasing info, just like they did with radiation detectors for a few weeks, on exactly what's happening with people who have radiation sickness. But medical facilities and shelters in the southern area of Japan are refusing the evacuees because of fears of radiation. We'll just send them to America. Here we say radiation isn't bad for you.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
But the Liberty Movement is coming against the banksters.
Don't you know that it's time to get on board?
The globalists sit above the nations and play us off against each other. That is the definition of true full-spectrum dominance. The secret of the New World Order's paradigm of control coming up in the next segment when we document that Al-Qaeda is a creation of the military-industrial complex and the latest on Libya. But continuing with the incredible news out of Japan and the United States, here's the San Francisco Chronicle, low levels of radiation found in the U.S. milk. Now, remember in 2 weeks ago, it's almost 3 weeks tomorrow, but a weekend to the disaster, the Japanese government was still saying very low levels of radiation, nothing to worry about, but not releasing radiation levels from the two states or prefectures around Fukushima. When they finally released it, it was 1,600 times, 10,000 times, and now, as of Sunday, 100,000 times safe levels, and we have seen clear evidence of cover-ups at the hospitals with reports of the citizens upwards of 50 kilometers away getting red-faced, vomiting, bleeding gums, radiation poisoning. Now we're seeing the articles. We're seeing the head of the plant break down a week ago and cry, or more than a week ago, and say that I can't be part of the cover-up. People are going to die. Now in the news today, Japan's nuclear rescuers, inevitable, some of them may die within weeks. Workers at the disaster-stricken Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan say they expect to die from radiation sickness as a result of their efforts to bring the reactors under control, the mother of one of the men tells Fox News. And that's the same calls we're getting. The vomiting, the bleeding in the mouth, it first hits your gums, fast-growing cells. You ever burned your mouth eating pizza that's too hot and it like heals in a day, but your regular skin wouldn't? It's the fast-growing cells of the intestines and the mucous membranes in the sinus and in the mouth, ladies and gentlemen, and other areas, other delicate areas of the body. The so-called Fukushima 50, the team of brave plant workers struggling to prevent a meltdown to four reactors critically damaged in the March 11th earthquake and tsunami, are being repeatedly exposed to dangerously high radioactive levels as they attempt to bring vital cooling systems back online. I'm going to say this again, because this is what every nuclear physicist we've interviewed has said, from Dr. Busby, chemical physicist, Dr. Bob Bowman, 3 degrees in nuclear physics, former head of the Star Wars program, and many others that we've read in the mainstream press, that yes, background radiation in Europe and North America where this stuff blew over is only a little heightened, but that's the general background radiation. If 1 microgram of plutonium or uranium that's been splattered all over that area and ejected into the sky gets on a spider web, the upper atmosphere, they have plane tests routinely. They send planes up 30, 50,000 feet, and they have scoops, and they pick up spider webs, pieces of dirt, things that get into the atmosphere. You see, that stuff gets airborne like a kite and blows up. Trash bags, things, pieces of plastic. That can then, pieces of seaweed that dry and then get into the atmosphere, that blows over. And so the Geiger counter, and we've seen this now with the different radiation monitoring stations, they'll suddenly go from only a little bit of radiation to bzzz a lot as the piece of highly radioactive material blows by. And then it's like, well, we did get a spike. We keep seeing these spikes, and they go right back down. That's because it's localized. It's only little bitty pieces of this stuff that's actually making it over here. And so that's why you're seeing certain detectors showing higher levels, others showing no increases, others showing just a general increase. That's why this is happening. Now, remember, we have heard over and over and over and over again that it was only low radiation in Japan, and it turns out that that was a cover-up. The Russians in 86 with Chernobyl, same story. Governments behave the same, deceptive, whitewashing, manipulative, because they'd rather not have liability for these big corporations that built these plants. They'd rather not have politicians that have been pro-nuclear getting in political trouble. And there's really not a lot they can do about this, so they're just going to tell you everything's fine. Very low levels of radiation turned up in a sample of milk from Washington State, exactly where we predicted it would make landfall, according to the meteorological reports. The Environmental Protection Agency and the Food and Drug Administration said yesterday, but federal officials assured consumers not to worry. Well, you know what? We're only buying milk that's locally produced right now for our children. Even though Texas has gotten some of it in the winds, in the satellite reports. The FDA said such findings were to be expected in the coming days because of nuclear crisis in Japan and that levels were expected to drop relatively quickly. Really? More radiation's coming out. We're just getting radiation now from a week and a half into the disaster. it's admitted the higher levels came after that and are now belching forth as we speak.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Okay, so running back through these headlines, Washington State is reporting radioactive iodine in the milk, but the FDA is saying, don't worry about it, it's not going to hurt you. This was to be expected, and we expect the levels to drop. My friends, the facts are, going back now, it'll be 3 weeks ago tomorrow, when the tsunami and earthquake, first the earthquake, then the tsunami hit and devastated the Fukushima 6 reactor facility. And five of the six have either exploded, have breached cores, have fully melted down. Reactor 2 was damaged and had a crack in it. That has now melted and basically poured out and melted through the floor. The London Guardian reported on that yesterday, and there is almost no U.S. media even talking about that. And so the fires, the explosions, the smoking, the meltdowns, it's only intensifying. They've gone from 20 times safe radiation to 100 to 200 to 1,600 to 10,000 to 100,000 as of 4 days ago on Sunday. Now, does that jive with the FDA saying we expect the radiation to go down now. No, that's not what's going to happen with the jet stream and the trade winds going right over Japan with those reactors on their east coast coming in the highest levels from northern Mexico through southern California, northern California, Washington, Washington State, Canada, and Alaska. That's where it's heading. That's where we said 2 weeks ago we expected to see the first radiation in the milk would be in Washington. I said that on air. Why? Because meteorologists said the jet stream tended to dump in at a lower level on the West Coast along that mountain range, and then it would precipitate higher levels out from Southern California and that mountain range, the high desert, all the way up through the mountain ranges and the hill ranges there on the coastline. That's why you get so much fog in Los Angeles and so much smog, is because you got those hills and mountains on the other side of the city, the ocean currents and the ocean stream and the jet stream comes in and then builds up and stacks up against those mountains. And it does it all the way up the coast, and that's where you're going to get higher levels of radiation. But they're saying, oh, don't worry, we expect it to lower. It will not lower. I mean, if these plants continue to explode and burn and smoke and put out higher levels of radiation, on average it takes 7 to 10 days for it, depending on the speed of the jet stream. You have to forecast that. But 7 to 10 days, according to all the meteorologists, for whatever happens in northeast Japan to reach us. So, we could expect in the next 3 to 4 days getting those higher levels of radiation here. It will obviously dissipate into the Pacific Ocean. So low levels of radiation found in U.S. milk. They're saying, don't worry about it. It's going to go down soon. Total lie. I would absolutely expect, I'd say it's 100%, because those trade winds and jet stream haven't changed, that it's going to go up in the next week to 2 weeks. Continuing, Japan's nuclear rescuers, inevitable, some of them may die within weeks. The head of the facility, who's been at the facility, is now in the hospital. They won't really say why. President of Fukushima nuclear power plant operator hospitalized. They give some vague thing about blood pressure. Radiation levels in seawater off Japan plant spiked to all-time highs. That's out of CNN. Continuing, Japan nuclear crisis. Evacuees turned away from shelters. Hundreds of people evacuated from towns and villages close to the stricken Fukushima nuclear plant are being turned away by medical institutions and emergency shelters as fears of radioactive contagion catch on. Hospitals, doctors, nurses are refusing to treat people who, when you put a Geiger counter to them, the Geiger counter ticks up. And I think that violates their Hippocratic oath. You signed up to be a doctor, to be in rough situations, but I can't really judge them because I haven't been in their shoes. But I will tell you right now that this shows you that some of these people have been around radiation 100,000 times safe levels, and they are walking dead, many of them. They are also walking dead that do spread the contagion of high radiation. So we're going to break that down more coming up in the next hour. Fukushima radiation, double Chernobyl outside evacuation zone. And Kurt Nimmo has a detailed report linking to the New York Times and Japanese reports. The radiation level in the ocean near Fukushima near the plant keeps rising. It is now 4,385 times, up from 3,000 plus times what it was yesterday. It was 3,000 and change yesterday. Now it's 4,385 times what is considered normal. This is a significant increase from the yesterday report of the radioactive iodine-131 isotope found in water that was 3,355 times the regulatory limit. Japan officialdom does not consider this a problem. They explain that the isotope loses half its radiation every 8 days and should dilute over time. Trace amounts of radioactive cesium-137 have been found in anchovies as far away as Chiba near Tokyo. And it continues with that information. We will be breaking that down. Japanese are now protesting all over the country, some even ramming the gates of the Tokyo Power Electric Company with a car. They are saying that they want answers. They're holding up signs that say, we need the truth. So the Japanese are starting to get angry. It takes a lot to get them mad at their government. France urges worldwide nuclear review after Japan crisis. That's so they can control the whitewash. Japan has even more nuclear reactors than France has more nuclear reactors than even Japan. So that's all coming up. Now I want to shift gears into Al-Qaeda. What is it? What's its history? Who created it? We have a video along with a detailed article at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that it's vital to get out to everyone you know. The headline is Al-Qaeda 100% Pentagon run. Now, that doesn't mean the low-level grunts know this. They actually have a false enemy built for them that they fight. Our grunts don't understand this. Al-Qaeda grunts don't understand this. But at the top, they are being financed by the globalist to bring down the liberties of the West, but also as a pretext to invade the Middle East and Central Asia. And I'm going to break this down. Then we're going to get Webster Tarpley on to go over it more because it's finally really starting to catch fire. More and more mainline conservatives are saying, whoa, Alex Jones is right. The head of Al-Qaeda is dining at the Pentagon. They are being funded. The West was already in there months ago setting up this rebellion against Gaddafi. We're going to go ahead and go to this 9.5-minute report titled Al-Qaeda 100% Pentagon Run. Here it is. The system thinks you're stupid. They think you're morons. And I'm about to cover one of the biggest examples of this in modern history, one of the biggest hoaxes I've ever seen. Anyone who's followed the news for the last few decades, anyone who's researched admitted mainline history, knows that Al-Qaeda was CIA created with the backing and support of the Saudi Arabians and the Israelis, as well as Pakistani intelligence. Zbigniew Brzezinski's written two books bragging that in 79 they created the group, had them attack the Russians to get them to then invade Afghanistan so that the Soviets could have their, quote, Vietnam. This is a fact. And the Muslim brigades being controlled by British intelligence goes back to Lawrence of Arabia. And then Hitler took over the Middle East during the first few years of World War II, and they went over to his control. But the hoax is that in the attack against the Serbs to take over Serbia, it was admitted Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden running those operations. And then NATO came in and bombed all of Serbia, and they were forced to give up one-third of their land basically to Albanian-backed Muslim rebels who were calling themselves Al-Qaeda. Then, of course, we have the attacks of 9/11 and the Newsweek headlines about hijackers trained at U.S. bases and the dean of the Defense Language School coming out and saying that they were trained at U.S. bases. And then you have the Times of London as well reporting on the airlift of evil. Months after the Afghanistan war started, U.S. military and British military captured thousands of top Al-Qaeda and Taliban commanders, and they would be ordered to release them and fly them out into Pakistan to start the next wave of destabilization. So Al-Qaeda, on record, is a CIA slash British slash Israeli slash Saudi Arabian creation. And they're used all over the world. And then you add to that Fox News, AP, last October 2010 reporting, Anwar al-Awlaki, the guy they're now saying is more powerful than Osama bin Laden, trained in the U.S., ran the underwear bombing, the Christmas Day event, ran the Fort Hood shooting, ran the Times Square attack. The list goes on, the shoe bomber. He's always handling these patsies, and it turns out he's secretly hanging out at the Pentagon when he's been on the most wanted list and getting orders and having dinner with the Secretary of the Army and top brass while he's on the news as the head of Al-Qaeda.
Julie Kurtz joins us from Washington. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, here's what we know. Fox News has learned that Anwar al-Awlaki, the American Muslim cleric, remember him, with a worldwide following, dined with military brass at the Pentagon within months of the 9/11 attacks.
Now, you add to this hoax now that the openly Western-funded rebels in the east of Libya, and I'm not saying Gaddafi's a good guy. The point is the West overthrew Egypt and its own puppet to the east of Libya. They brought down Tunisia. Now it's admitted that British special forces were inside eastern Libya even before the latest rebellion started. So Al-Qaeda rebels, and it's admitted that the head of the Libyan rebels was trained by the CIA for decades in Virginia, and he admits that he's working with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda! And so I have to get up here and either say no to this hoax and expose the facts or say, I'm a bad American. Because I refuse to say that now Al-Qaeda are freedom fighters and great people. I must refuse to be ignorant and not face the facts of history. But the average gullible person out there who buys into the system will make the decision to say, oh, I guess Al-Qaeda is good. It's like 1984. We've never been at war with East Asia. And the next day, we've always been at war with East Asia. And if you pointed out that, well, you said we were at war with them yesterday, but we're not at war today, and that we were never at war, then you get arrested in that system. And that's basically where this country and where the West is going, where the system thinks we're so stupid that Western intelligence is in the east of Libya using radical Muslim Al-Qaeda backed out of Saudi Arabia and arms out of Saudi Arabia and Egypt to destabilize Gaddafi. Gaddafi then fights armed force trying to overthrow the government, and our media calls them protesters. Protesters who had tanks and missile launchers and Western weapons. Oh, the poor protesters. And the media lied and said he strafed protesters. Turned out that wasn't true. The media lied and said that he'd run to Venezuela to try to give the rebels support, think they would win. It doesn't mean that there aren't groups in Libya who don't like the goofy dictator Muammar Gaddafi. But Muammar Gaddafi is independent and has tried to build a strong Africa outside of the New World Order. And that's why he must be brought down. He doesn't have an international private central bank running his country. They have their own central bank. And that's why the system is doing this. And they think we have no memory where they're telling us Al-Qaeda is horrible. We've got to take all your liberties in America because they may attack you any minute. The end of the Bill of Rights. Freedom is dead. America surrenders and gives up all its rights to Homeland Security to keep us safe because of Al-Qaeda. But then Al-Qaeda, who wants to overthrow the secular Arab leader, Gaddafi, is being brought in to do this. And then we're being told it's humanitarian and we've got to bomb them and attack them to protect them. I mean, think about it, folks. Anwar al-Awlaki, the number one guy under bin Laden, secretly hanging out at the Pentagon. The Taliban and al-Qaeda being flown out to safety in the first few months of the Afghan war to start the next crisis. Al-Qaeda being used to attack the Serbs. When the Serbs fight back, oh, it's humanitarian, we've got to bomb them. They just move al-Qaeda around all over the world, call them humanitarian freedom fighters if anybody resists them, and then the UN and NATO comes in and bombs the daylights out of them. But at least with the attack in the 90s against Serbia, they went and got congressional authorization for force. At least Bush with his illegal wars, because they were still wars of aggression, but he went and got the Congress to sign off on it, wasn't engaged in that form of brazen treason. Obama, less than 48 hours after the UN gave that resolution to invade, openly, in front of everyone, he ordered the U.S. military to start bombing and firing cruise missiles when out in the open, the UN had given the order, and Obama hadn't even consulted Congress. This is a huge issue that's taking place here, my friends, and I hope you'll research the fact that Al-Qaeda is an arm of the globalist. Al-Qaeda is an arm of the New World Order. Al-Qaeda is a system that the New World Order uses to menace civilizations into giving up their liberties in the name of protection, and also to go stir up revolutions and wars to then pose as freedom fighters so the globalists have an excuse to come in and take over countries. This is 21st century imperialism. And Al-Qaeda is the key set piece on this game of chess to bring us into the world government. They are a creation of the private banking cartels who are waging wars against the nation state and all basic liberties that defend the rights of the indigenous populations of the nation states. Al-Qaeda is CIA, is MI6, is Mossad, is Saudi Arabian intelligence. And they've caught British SAS dressed up like Al-Qaeda shooting at police in Basra to get Sunnis and Shiites killing each other. I mean, Al-Qaeda is the Swiss Army knife of destabilization. They are that magic go-to tool that's used to foment the crisis so the globalists have the excuse to offer the solution. We've broken down one of the biggest modern ongoing hoaxes in history where you're un-American if you don't support the freedom fighters of Al-Qaeda. Well, I don't support them, and I don't agree with what Ronald Reagan said about them, saying that they were founding father material. I don't like Al-Qaeda. Now, you may hate me because I don't love Al-Qaeda. I'm not going to apologize. I'm sorry. I hate Al-Qaeda, and I hate their handlers even more. Ask yourselves, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds? folks. We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. And that was powerful audio for radio listeners. But when you watch the 9.5-minute video, every statement I make is congressional reports, mainstream news articles, admissions, Brzezinski's own book. Aaron Dykes did an off-the-chart job again. He did a lot of the research. I did a lot of it. We print up the articles before I do the breakdown. Then he has them all to put in the video. When somebody watches that, and this video is freaking people out, it's free on YouTube. Get it out to everybody you know. We put a lot of hours in, I'd say collectively 20 hours in the last 2 days, into putting together that 9-minute video to really break it down. But still, we've only broken down one facet. And later, after we've had Tarpley on for 30 minutes, when he leaves us, I'm going to explain that it's real, but it's not real. You see, the low-level al-Qaeda operatives are criminals, psychopaths, jihadists who believe they're fighting the West, the great Satan, in their mind. But their master controllers actually were funded and created by the globalists and are protected and hang out at the Pentagon. So see, the al-Qaeda really is killing our troops. But that's because the empire has to have an enemy to fight. That's full-spectrum dominance. They create the entire military universe, the enemy and the responder.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're going to continue with the globalist secret stratagem of controlling both sides of a conflict and how they, throughout history, have carried off this masterful feat really in the last 200 to 250 years in Europe is where the system was developed by the banking cartels to finance both sides. This is just a more sophisticated form of that. So the grunts in the U.S. military or the NATO military, they don't know that al-Qaeda is being financed and protected by the globalists on record. And the low-level al-Qaeda, the young, poor men that they recruit out of Palestine, they recruit out of Libya, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, they're not aware of it as well. And many of the young men they capture, they then take to torture centers and recruit them to then be the leaders of al-Qaeda. And I've been telling you that for years. It's come out in the news. The main rebel leader was captured and put years ago in one of these torture brainwashing centers and now openly works for the CIA. That's all over the news, and we have links to that in the big article that we wrote that accompanies the video of the same name, al-Qaeda, 100% Pentagon run from the top. And that's why the head of al-Qaeda, the number two guy, the media now says he's number one operationally, Anwar al-Awlaki, is secretly hanging out at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army. This is reality, ladies and gentlemen. And it's so over the top, they know the average person can't deal with it. Kind of like when they blew up Building 7 in front of everybody and had police say, get back, they're blowing it up. The news said they're blowing it up to protect other buildings. Nobody asked, how do you wire a building so precisely during an emergency in a few hours when it takes regular firms weeks or months? Then they blew it up and said, oh, it fell on its own. But we said, but you just said you blew it up. Again, this is all in your face. They think you're too afraid to face the facts. This is mind control. This is psychological warfare. But it's not even our government doing this. It's rogue synthetic terror elements. And, of course, Tarpley has written the book that we carry at Infowars.com, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, that breaks down with all the documents how this is done. We'll be talking to him about synthetic terror and how these networks work coming up at the 8 after 2nd segment of the next hour. That said, we are listener supported. When you support our sponsors, when you support our local AM and FM sponsors, when you sponsor our local stations, please support them. Also, we have two new books, Jesse Ventura's 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. His best book to date. They just get better and better. This sucker is a page turner. You cannot put it down. Government-sponsored terror, drug dealing, torture, white slavery, it's all there. Just every subject you can imagine. 63 subjects covered. Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare, incredible new book by Mark Dice. Only place you can get it, Infowars.com. When you get these two books together, already discounted, you can get a free film that I produced or directed of your choice, like Invisible Empire, Police State 4, Endgame, Obama Deception, free $20 DVD, with the books when you get the two books. And we're almost out of these, and then he's got to print more, and that may take a month or two. Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places by Joel Skousen. Incredible full-color coffee table book, Infowars.com, to order that. And lastly, we shipped out almost all the potassium iodate we had. We sold it all in 3 days. The guy shipped it out in the next 3 days after that, and we waited till all the orders got out. Any that got broken got reshipped out, or any that got lost in the mail. We have a very limited supply. I expect them to be gone in literally a few hours of this potassium iodate. It's 20 adult 10-day doses, 200 doses total. It'll treat 20 adults, more than 400 children, but you don't take it yet. It's good to have in your medicine cabinet. Consult a physician. We have limited amounts of this available at Infowars.com. It just went up on the shopping cart at Infowars.com. Very limited, probably gone in the next few hours, and then that's it. We've talked to all the suppliers. They're all completely out all over the country. So limited supply that we held back. Selling it now. Should be gone in the next few hours. Infowars.com, potassium iodine, available right now. And the new rad stickers that are only $5 a piece. Little radiation detector that's $5. Those will sell out as well. Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.